Support for On the Range podcast brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code OTR20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls. So again, go to manscaped.com, use the promo code OTR20. Your balls will thank you. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense, wherever you are. Thank you for making this part today. And as always, I am Mark Kelly and joined by my co-host and friend, Rick Hogg from Warhog Tactical. How's it going, buddy?
Man, Mark, it is going great. What a fantastic day. Just want to thank the viewers, listeners out there for giving us your most precious commodity. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. I do got to ask, guys, one quick favor. If you know of any either World War II, Korea, Vietnam canine handlers, we're putting together a little documentary, and we just want to capture some of that history before it's lost forever. So if anybody knows, you know, again, World War II, Korea, Vietnam canine handlers, just shoot us a DM, email me, you know, at warhog.com, whatever the case may be, but we just want to try to get connected and capture that history for a documentary we got coming up. So if you guys know anybody, appreciate it. But
what a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah. No, it's this thing's going to be epic. So we're just trying to get people together and get stories and share the history of them, their dogs, all that other good stuff. So yeah.
And today, guys, is a special day. And we've been waiting for this for a while. We had to wait, you know, get some admin stuff going on. But today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code OTR20. Save yourself 20%, a boatload of cash, and free worldwide shipping. So don't forget to go to manscaped.com, promo code OTR20. We'll talk more about them later. So, yeah, we got a great show today. But first, let's do a little housekeeping, Rick. And
Buddy.
Let's get that taken care of, and let's get show on the road. We got a lot to talk about. We talked about something yesterday. That was big. And we're going to take a little bit of different spin on it. You know, we have our opinions, just like everybody else. We're going to have a little bit of different spin. But let's go ahead and take care of our house cleaning real quick.
Yeah. You know, so first and foremost, guys, hey, do us a huge favor. Make sure you guys swing by warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Sign up for those newsletters. Trust me, we will not inundate you with a bunch of garbage. We've got some good stuff coming down the road, so just go ahead, check that stuff out. Don't forget, while you're on those pages, you guys can check out OTR Training On Demand, so we're super excited about that one. The cool thing with that is, hey, you kind of get all of our stuff. Watch it at your leisure. No excuses why you can't train anymore. It's just, boom, hit it and go. So super excited about that one. That's on both of our homepages. And then last but not least, you want to sit there and get face-to-face chats, man, patreon.com/ontherangepodcast, where we and our patrons solve all the world's problems. So we got to do that twice a month at different times because that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are global. So trying to make people's time schedules work and all these different time zones we're in. But I think that's all of our the housekeeping on this end. Oh, and last but not least, don't forget, go to both of our pages. Make sure you guys check out the industry partners page. As Mark said earlier in the show, save you a boatload of cash.
A lot of great stuff on there. Yeah,
dude. Love these guys. Great products and just, you know, great savings they're willing to pass on to you guys, the listeners. So did I mention hit the subscribe, like, and review and all that other good stuff? I don't think I did.
Nope.
Make sure you guys.
That's a great idea.
Make sure you guys do all that stuff. Preferably not while you're driving. You know, find that safe spot. Don't be distracted. You can listen to the show all day long, but man, don't be pressing that subscribe and like and trying to leave us a, you know, 5-star thumbs up emoji review. So But yeah, guys, yeah. I think that's everything, Mark.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and mention Aimpoint, man. They gave you a promo code that we can give out to our listeners, man, and viewers. Yeah. Go to aimpoint.com, promo code Warhog with two G's, five, get 5%. They don't pass those out. They don't pass those out.
No.
Rick's been with them a long time.
Yeah.
And they're great products, man. Good stuff.
Great industry partner. And, you know, there's not a whole bunch of products I'd say I'd bet my life on. Aimpoint's one of those products I would. So that's a bold statement. So, yeah, definitely go check them out, guys.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about Manscaped some more later in the show. But I tell you what, Rick, yesterday's episode that ran, by the time you guys hear this, it'll be Monday. Mm-hmm. That show ran on Thursday. So make sure you guys go check that out on our web pages. You can check out all the past episodes. We're on Vimeo, Amazon, Audibles, and all that stuff. So go check that out. But we were talking about SCOTUS. SCOTUS had the ruling on the 2A with the lawsuit that came all the way from the New York City Rifle Club into the Supreme Court, and they reaffirmed that you do have a Second Amendment right.
Yes.
Big turn. Mm-hmm. Then Friday comes rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
Another decision comes down. And again, we're kind of putting a different spin on it because we have our opinions, our personal opinions. Mm-hmm. But this is, we're talking about the Constitution and the rights that are given to us through that amazing document.
Hang on.
And we're trying to remove. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, and everybody see that. Rick's holding up a card. It's got the We the People, the whole Constitution book.
It's the Constitution, right? So here's the thing, Mark. I recommend every single American get one of these because it's going to be critical when we start, you know, later on in today's episode, because there's some false narratives being done. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's okay, because it's true. And that's a big piece of what we're going to talk about, and the gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
I did an OTR Vantage Point talking about the doublethink, the classic George Orwell 1984, the doublethink. You know, they say something that they know is false, but they justify it with something else. So they go ahead and say it anyway. And that's what this whole doublethink is. And, you know, after this decision with Roe v. Wade was leveled today on a Friday, which is a little surprising to me. I know they do that for things they want to bury, stories they want to bury, but the media doesn't want to bury this. They want to take this for all it's worth. And I'm a little surprised it came out on a Friday, but, you know, it came out and it's big, and people on the interwebs are going nuts on both sides of the aisle. Let's be fair. Both sides of the aisle.
But here's the thing, Mark, right? What are they going nuts over? Because
that's what I want to talk about, right?
Because here's my point. And it goes back to the very essence, right? You have people out there, i.e. Nancy Pelosi being one, going, oh my God, it's a violation of the Constitution. So Nancy Pelosi makes this comment that the Supreme Court ruling is unconstitutional to women. And here's the thing. I've got the document right here. And like I said earlier, I recommend every single American have one of these and read it, because nowhere in this document is a woman given the constitutional right to an abortion, right? But she's going, oh my God, it's a atrocity, women's rights, yada yada. And this is my pause point, right? And I'm not going to get to the Constitution yet, but I'm going to get to her. All right, there, Nancy. You sit there and go, it's an atrocity because women don't have a choice. Yet you let men play women's sports, and that's okay. You sit there and basically threaten the United States, either take this poison for the China virus or you're going to get fired. Okay? Time out there, girlfriend. You don't get it both ways. Right. And this is the problem with politics is, again, I look at the justices, and again, another 6-3 decision. Show me in the book, right? It should have been a unanimous. Show me in the book where the founding fathers, or we've added an amendment that has guaranteed a woman has the right to an abortion. It's not in here, right? It's not you know, people keep going, Constitution. There's nowhere in there. Now, I will say this. People, if you want to sit there and think about this, okay, if you want to put an amendment to the Constitution into it, cool. If you want to have the Medical Freedoms Act, great. Because then that way, next time, the government can't tell me I've got to take some poison. Because that's what they did. And this is what I'm saying. It doesn't run both ways. You have the Speaker of the House, who doesn't even know the own book that governs this country. She is so ignorant to go, oh my God, they violated the Constitution. Show me.
Yeah.
What the Supreme Court did is they basically said, hey, we're going back to states' rights. We're going to let the states make the decision and not the federal government. And yeah. Let's think about it. Hello, people. Know your history. 1860, we as Americans fought each other over states' rights. So I here's the thing. Where you sit at personally, it does not matter. What matters is the Supreme Court looked at this and said, hey, the federal government has no place in this business, nor should they pass it down to the states. And yeah. Here's the thing. I don't think anybody can argue that point.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about. Really. We're not really talking about whether or not we believe that a person should or have the right to do this or should have not right to do it. It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about is this is not in the Constitution. And yes. Me, I would rather the federal government stay out of all of my business, all of mm-hmm. my business. We talked about it with the 2A thing yesterday or last week. But mm-hmm. again, we're not saying that the lady shouldn't have a right to choose. We're not saying that. What we're saying is it's not in the Constitution. Exactly. So this should have never – the way that this ruling was made back when Roe v. Wade first came out and was ruled on, that was the mistake that mm-hmm. led us all the way up to this point. And you talk about divisiveness, man. And yeah. I don't think anybody here in the – I'm not going to tell someone, hey, you shouldn't do that. I know what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do and what mm-hmm. I want to teach my kids and stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to tell someone else. That's not what we're talking about. It's not in the Constitution.
That's it, right? We're speaking yeah. solely, hey, they're going, it's a constitutional right. It's not in the book. Trust me, it's a short read. It's a short read, right? It's very thin. I mean, the founding fathers, absolute geniuses, right? I mean, quick, you know, little bit of time, man, and you're through it. But here's the bigger part with this whole issue, Mark, right? Is you have people, especially like these big companies, and I'm not going to go into who all they are. You can go take a look at it.
Right, because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but yeah. it matters in principle, right? So you have all these companies going, they will back women that want to have abortions. Okay, but why is not a one of them backing women that want to have these children? Why are we so twisted one way and not the other? Why are we willing to back one side and not the other? So if you're going to be company X and you're going to take a stance, hey, we support you either way. If you don't want to have your child, okay, that's your choice. If you do want to have your child, okay, that's your choice. But man, I just look at society and go, regardless where you stand at, it just seems things are so twisted. Right. It seems people who want to go one way, not the other. Then you've got that. And I'm just going to call them a terrorist organization. Old Jane's Revenge. That's already talking about burning places down tonight. Yeah. Well, probably by the time this airs, you know,
yeah,
inciting acts of violence. And I'm just like, yeah. People stop for a minute. This is the ignorance of this country that people cannot even understand. If you're going to sit there and go, hey, I've got a constitutional right to X, okay, is it in there or not? So, and again, comparing kind of the both rulings, oh, the Second Amendment guarantees the right to bear arms. The state yeah. of New York infringed that constitutional right. You know, Roe v. Wade was a ruling, but when you go to look for what's the constitutional precedence, there is none. So quit saying it's a constitutional right.
I wonder if the ruling that it is or is not in the Constitution is so important to those who are upset that they're saying that it's not. Is that because it has something to do with the fact that that is something that they can fight for? Because no one has said anything has changed. Nothing has changed. You can go and have any medical procedure that they're talking about in this issue where they were able to take it yesterday or have it done yesterday. So what are they actually fighting for? They want it. It never was in the Constitution. It was never guaranteed by the Constitution. Never. No matter what Roe v. Wade said. Do you think that's the thing? They want it in there and that's what they're arguing about?
No.
Because even after Roe v. Wade, it was still never in the Constitution.
Right. And Mark, here's the thing. It's ignorance. At the end of the day, you have these politicians. You have the Speaker of the House, right? The third in line to govern this great country does not know what's constitutional and what's not. Okay? Shame on you. That's straight ignorance. That's the problem, is people don't understand. They start, they spurt these words. Oh, you're violating the Constitution. Okay. And here's the thing. The justices, my hat's off to them. They looked at the document. It's not in there. They looked at the prior ruling, said, you guys were wrong. That's all they were saying, is just, it's not a federal, you know, ruling. It goes back to the states as it should be.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest problem, Mark, is, again, and I don't know, if old Brandon's came out and said anything. I haven't heard his remarks, but Pelosi definitely was on her bandwagon beating the Constitution, and I'm like, it's not in there. So you're stirring up something that's not even true.
Yeah, it's not true. And again, it's not like two beliefs on either side. I mean, sometimes they do. There's radicals on everything, and I'm not big on radicalism in any form when it comes to stuff, you know, political stuff. The fight, there's not like people going to delivery units and screaming that they shouldn't have done that, that they should have. That's not happening. It's almost like they can fight for this, but if someone says, hey, you can still do whatever you want, you know, just follow your state laws. Nothing's different.
Yeah.
And I don't see a bunch of state laws immediately changing no matter what. Now, state laws change all the time, but that's what you go and vote for. Hometown rules, right? We're in a federalist system.
Yes.
I think that's just the thing. That's something they can fight for, that they can actually, it's tangible. They can see it and they can read it and they can win that, attain that. Because no one's telling them that you can't do any of these things.
No. No, Here's all the justices did, right? They merely said, hey, let's look at this. And again, how it wasn't a 9-0 ruling, I don't know. But it's shocking you've got three that can't understand the Constitution here nor there. But all they said was, hey, it's not in the Constitution. It's not federally mandated, right? It goes to the states.
Yeah.
Let me ask people this. What's wrong with the states making a decision? What's wrong with that?
In my book, there ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the key part is the state infringing on your rights? Okay?
Right.
We look at the two cases. The state of New York was infringing on rights of their citizens on the Second Amendment, and the court ruled on it. In this one here, the court merely just said, hey, man, the ruling back in the 70s was incorrect. It's not a federal guarantee or a constitutional guarantee. It's up to the states. Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, guys, understand our history. We as a country killed over 600,000 of our own over this whole concept of states' rights. The most amount of deaths of U.S. service members happened on our own soil at our own hands because of this very concept of states' rights.
Yeah.
why are we spinning out of control? That's the part that I don't understand, Mark, is
I don't either.
You know, are we that, have we forgotten our history that bad? Have we actually not read the Constitution and understand? So if I sit there and go, hey, the Constitution guarantees me the right for X, is it actually in there, or am I just, you know, pulling something out? So it's funny because I've got to add this part in there. I guarantee if I were to actually waste my time and go look at Google or Facebook or Instagram, maybe even on Twitter, I guarantee I would find Nancy Pelosi's comment about it being unconstitutional.
Yeah. Hmm.
Why are we not giving her a fact check? Hmm? So if you want to sit there and go, oh, I can't express my opinion, you have the Speaker of the House that doesn't even know what governs our country. So,
yeah. Well, Rick, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but support for today's show of On the Range podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, and you can join over 4 million men worldwide who have trusted Manscaped with their exclusive offer of 20% off and free worldwide shipping with our promo code. We're excited about it, OTR20. All you got to do is go to manscaped.com, enter in the promo code OTR20, and join nearly 4 million men. And if the math is correct, according to Manscaped, that's like 8 million balls, brother.
Might be one or two short, but yeah, we're probably rolling right around that point.
Yeah, there's accidents, and we got all kinds of stuff going on. That could be off a little bit. But when they approached us and they sent us the Performance Plus package, or the Performance package from Manscaped, buddy, I got to tell you, completely impressed. And we don't get impressed by much.
No.
But it had a full kit of products. They gave us these badass shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the comfiest boxer drawers I've ever had. And I got to tell you.
I'd show you my drawers, but I don't know if I can jump up high enough now.
Yeah, this stand-up desk isn't conducive for that. But, you know, that performance package, it's a good deal. And with the 20% mm-hmm. off, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't go out there and give them a shot because, hey, man, you got to take care of yourself.
100%, man. And
you got to take care of yourself.
We talk about it all the time, right? Take care of yourself. And this is a chance. Hey, man, check it out, guys. Take care of yourself, you know. You got some, let's just say, excess rolling places you don't want to. Fire up the lawnmower and be going.
Yeah, this here, guys, is the lawnmower 4.0. It's unbelievable. The engineering's great. I mean, mm-hmm. it's got a good hand feel. It's got a spotlight. You can even do it in the dark if you want and take care of yourself. They also have the weed whacker. And the great thing about these is they're waterproof and they're rechargeable. And that was a game changer for me.
Yeah.
That was a game changer. And you're not tied to an outlet anymore, guys.
No. And they give you, everything comes in a great package, right? So whether it's the carrying case it comes with. You know,
travel bag too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the travel bag there, you know, if you look at the weed whacker, it's got its own little bag there. I mean, just the way they've packaged everything with their different chargers and stuff like that. Small base to recharge, so you're not taking up a whole bunch of counter space at your sink. And then here's the thing, man. Their body wash, whew. You got to sit there and beat the women off because you try to go to the grocery store. They're all like hovering around, just like, back off, woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. But, like we said, the lawnmower 4.0, the engineering with the ceramic blade is unbelievable. It, you know, reduces the risk of grooming accidents. I like that. They say grooming mm-hmm. accidents. But, you know, nicks, grooming accidents, ingrown hairs, cuts. Mm-hmm. Doesn't completely eliminate them, but I tell you what, it does a great job at reducing them, and it's just a great product. We are super stoked to have them on board and show some confidence in us and help them push the products. But the stuff they sent us has just been impressive. We're really happy about it, guys. So make sure you go to manscaped.com and use the promo code OTR20, 20% as well as worldwide free shipping. Go check them out. So before, Rick, you were an excellent point. Where's the responsibility for some of these folks who are gaslighting and lying? Let's flat out say it, lying.
Mm-hmm.
To the folks who want to believe what they are saying, where's the responsibility for that? Because you're completely misleading them. It's not in the Constitution. We've already talked about that. Mm-hmm. But number two, now they're starting to say, "Oh, we're going to stack the courts, or we're going to invoke the get rid of the filibuster, and then we're the nuclear option, all this other stuff." So basically, just 60%, changes. That may sound good, and you may want to do it because you're looking at this thing right now. But the problem with that is, at some point, someone's going to be in charge that you don't want to, that I don't want to, or that is dangerous, like to our buddy up north.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that now.
Yeah.
Talk about an unforced error that would be catastrophic. Now, the government has to know that. They have to know that. They know that that is like Munchen and those old school Democrats and stuff like they know that's a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe it's ever going to happen, but it's getting everybody in a frenzy. It's getting mm-hmm. everybody in a frenzy. We should do this. We should do that. Like they have more stuff that they can continue to fight for. And then she says, "Oh yeah, this is going to affect the ballot." Oh yeah, it's going to affect the ballot. It's
going
to affect the ballot, and it's not going to go the way that she's saying that it's going to go.
No.
She may believe that, but I don't know how in the world that she can. I'd like to hear your comment on that about the accountability for lying to the folks that they're in, causing this uproar.
See, here's the problem. There is no accountability, right? There is no political accountability. You've got everyone injecting their own personal opinion. Hey, I've got my opinion where I sit on this matter, right? But my opinion is this. The court made a ruling, whether it is constitutional or not. That's the very bottom line. So where I have the problem is take your piece out of the equation. Okay. You're there as a figurehead for your constituents back at whatever state you're at. Your personal opinion doesn't matter.
No.
Not a one of these savages ever say, "My constituents believe X." It's always, I think this is horrible. And I. There is no I.
Yeah.
Okay. I think personally, if a politician uses I, fire him.
Yeah.
Because it's not I, it's we. You're there for your constituents. And I just don't think that we put enough pressure on those guys. We don't hold them accountable. And again, what can I do for Pelosi? Zip all. Yeah, I can call her offices and go, "Yeah, dude," or send her an email. Dude, it's a waste of my time, right? She does not fit in my wheelhouse because I don't live in California.
Yeah.
But if I did, you better believe. Like, dude, I called out old Tom Tillis, right? From North Carolina. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, dope. That's what I'm gonna call you. Dope. Yeah. What are you doing putting more restrictions on the law-abiding citizen? Hey, Governor Cooper from here to North Carolina, what are you doing keeping Jim Crow laws in the books? And yes, do I sit there and reach out to them? I do. Do I personally have conversations? No, because you gotta go through your office or send an email. And yes, it's some, thank you for contacting. I got it. But again, you've got to stay after it. And that's the bottom line is yes, you have to look at it from the state level. But then you also got to look at even, at the local level, what do you check? Put these local people in check as well. And that's the other part, people forget like these sheriffs, the sheriffs are elected officials. If your sheriff is garbage, if your law enforcement in your county is garbage, fire these people, man.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Now look at the harm that these big city mayors and the elected district attorneys are doing. They are freaking destroying these major metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
Destroying them. They say one thing, we want to take away the guns and we want to restrict guns. But at the other time, they don't put bad guys in jail who are using guns.
Exactly.
They just let them back out.
Yeah.
And then look, you don't even let your, and that's another thing too. Chicago, look, I'm not a big fan of vehicle pursuits, never have been. There are those instances where people need to be caught right now, need to be caught right now, but they're not allowed to even foot chase people in Chicago now.
Yeah.
All the criminals know it.
Exactly.
Totally legitimize the police departments in these big cities and criminal justice reform is an absolute, defunding police is a disaster.
It is, Mark. But again, this is where are the people of Chicago going to do anything? When you vote these people back in, and I'll just use North Carolina as an example, how Cooper got back into office, I have no idea. So we as a state elected a Republican lieutenant governor, but somehow Coop still stayed in there.
Yeah.
It's like, so I don't know, it just seems odd to me, right? Because typically when you do something like that, they're the same across the board. But anyway, people have to sit there and I hate to say you don't have a leg to stand on or complain if I go, well, did you vote? Well, what's it matter? Well, there you have it. If you tell me what's it matter, then shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Because I've called out, like, for example, the state of North Carolina. I just want my damn I voted sticker. Right? How hard is that? That's all I'm looking for, right?
Did they give you stickers last time?
No, I haven't gotten stickers in the last 2 years, man. And again, you can say what you want. That's the one thing I look forward to, right? Going there, putting that sticker on, and just showing my other fellow North Carolinians that, hey, man, I took the time and voted, right?
Yeah.
Show my fellow Americans, hey, man. Check it out. Constitution, right? You got to think. This book will tell you that, certain people didn't have the right to vote.
Yeah.
That now have the right to vote in here. So you might want to take a look, right? Voting is a big deal. But we don't want to do it, man. Here's my thing. Can I sit there and voice my opinion and, say whatever? I can, because I voted, right? Did it go my way? Nope, it didn't go my way. I didn't see the right person, elected who I wanted to. And I think we're all reaping, the misfortunes of that one. But man, we've got to hold these people accountable. And you bring up a great point. And the only way to do that, unfortunately, is the ballot box. And I got it. These senators, man, they get a longer run than the representatives. But still, the people have the power. The people have the power to make change. And when Pelosi was going, watch out in November, I'm like, you have no idea.
No.
What's going to happen? Because I think
right now it's a 50-50 with the tiebreaker in the Senate from the vice president. That's just the way it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if the young lady that was elected down in Southern Texas, who is the firstborn Mexican American congressperson, is any telltale of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's going to have to run off again. I believe that, she's going to have to be elected again. But at the same time, if that alone and that Senate is going to get flipped.
Oh, God.
And it's going to get flipped.
Yeah.
Big.
You're going to see this is Rick's opinion. I think you're going to see more red seats up there on the Hill than we've ever seen at any time in history. Right.
Yeah.
Because the American people, man, we're tired, dude. We're sitting there going, wow, I've got to make decisions. Do I put gas in the tank or feed the kids?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking
in America.
In America, right?
Yeah.
You got families. It was bad enough we had a hunger issue going on in this country before. Now we're sitting there going, there's a lot of families that are now down to two meals a day. And I'm like, come on, dude. What was I was watching Fox the other day. I can't remember the what state it was, but might have been Michigan. Don't quote me on it, but it might have been Michigan. But the Michigan governor was like, he's going to mandate that these stickers go on all these gas pumps that said he did something. Well, the cool thing was the gas station owners of, I think it was Michigan, said, we can put that blurb on a sticker, but we're going to add some other things on that sticker as well. and to see these guys, but there you have it. You know, you got the governor going, put this sticker to say how great I am. It's like, okay, we'll put your verbiage, because he mandated, right? Mandated you will put this on your gas pumps. Didn't say that was the only thing you put on there. Just said, you got to put this sticker on there. And man, go to Fox News and watch that one, dude. It was, but that's how the people get back, right? Go, all right, Gov, you want to sit there and do that? Here's the thing. If you want to say all this doom and gloom, I don't want to do doom and gloom, right? So here's the thing. We still live in the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. I think we the people are starting to get smarter. I would just hope that we the people go out, get you a copy of the Constitution, read it, understand how the government works. The document is fabulous. It lays out exactly how things go. And, you know, when you sit there and start going, well, we need to stack the courts. Stack the court. There is no stacking. It's a straight interpretation. You take the book. You read it. What does the document say? It says this, this, this. So, for example, on the second, this is the part that blows me away. Why is it not unanimous? Because you're still letting personal opinion get involved. Second Amendment, only one that says shall not be infringed. State of New York, you're infringing. Yes. 9-0. That's what it should have been.
Yeah. I can't believe it took this long. I know they had to go through all the appellate stuff, but it almost should have been immediate. But how long has it been? You know,
I don't know.
A couple decades, hasn't it?
I don't know when it was originally put there, and that's part of the problem, right? So, and I get it. The courts are inundated with all kinds of rubbish. You might find in the Constitution as well. You're entitled to a speedy trial. I don't know what definition of speedy is nowadays, but be curious. I'd love to get what I wish the founding fathers would have just cleaned up speedy, because my version of speedy and some other people's version of speedy are.
Yeah.
Woof.
Completely different. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I think when it comes to the Constitution, the real document, not the Constitution, the made up, let me just throw these words out there. But when it comes to that, I do think the court needs to be a little more proactive. Now, again, it's not going to be the justices out there searching everything. I mean, it's got to get fed to them. But I think if there is a constitutional case, without a doubt, it should be expedited if it requires even going to that level, but expedited to them, you know, as rapidly as they can. And this is the part you got to understand. Read the Constitution. That's the first and foremost. Before you just go, you're violating my constitutional rights. What are your constitutional rights?
Yeah.
Right? If I go, hey, what's the 10th Amendment? People go, huh? What? Yeah. What's the 19th Amendment? Huh? What? You know? What's the 99th Amendment? Huh? We got 99? I don't know, do we? But that's my whole point, right? People don't even know. And before we just start spouting, read it. It's a quick, easy read. I'd read it a couple of times because you probably missed something.
I hate to see these folks who believe what some of these politicians are saying, getting that information and them just ingesting it because it's not true. It's doing them a total injustice, and they know it. They know it's not true, but they're still saying it anyway.
Yeah.
And it's bad, because they're really, really getting these folks to believe some things that just are simply not true.
Here's the thing, Mark, right? Like with Pelosi's case, I think she's that ignorant that she doesn't even understand the Constitution and what a constitutional right is, right? So when you look at Roe v. Wade, not to get into the dirt and everything of it, but it was a ruling of the Supreme Court. There was no constitutionality, if you want to say, to it. It just ruled that the federal government, you know, was giving the right, if you want to say, across the land. Okay, so now you're violating the whole states' rights deal. But digressing on that, I don't think these people know. I think in their minds, they believe it's some type of constitutional right. Okay. how many service members got fired for not taking the poison? Where was their constitutional right?
Yeah.
It's just the hypocrite of it all. I mean, that's the part that bothers me. You can't sit there on one side and go, all right, a woman has a right to have an abortion, and go, it's unconstitutional, but then sit there and go, oh, we'll use a federal employee, we'll take this freaking poison or you're going to get fired. I can't grasp my head around it. Right.
Yeah.
You make a comment going, oh, this is a terrible day for women's rights. Okay. But you let men play women's sports. Wasn't that a terrible day? Or you let transgenders?
I thought it was. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't wrap my head around their rationality for thinking. So if you're this great proponent for women's rights, why are you picking and choosing? That's the part that bothers me. If you were to sit there and go, hey, if you were to advocate for, hey, no men and women's sports. Okay, cool. I don't even know why we're mentioning it. It's called women's sports, not whatever sports. But you didn't bat an eye.
Yeah.
But then for this one, you want to sit there and go, oh, the atrocity. What atrocity? What violation? That's the part, I think, at the end of the day, and we beat this dead horse to the ground, but that's the part that bothers me, is if you want equality, then have equality across the board. Don't pick and choose where equality, well, with my values, I say this is equality and that's equality, but this is an atrocity and this is – stop. So, yeah, I my hat's off to the courts. I am, let's just say, I guess you say I'm 75% impressed, right? Because we still got three justices that are making, in my opinion, personal decisions, which don't need to be there. When you're sitting on that bench, your opinion, it doesn't matter what your opinion is. Mm. It's what does the document say, and go from there.
Yep. These two should have been no-brainers for everybody that was on, that's on that court. Should have been.
But. Well, I think they were, right? But it's funny.
Well, that's a good point.
It's funny. We get the same ruling. Two very controversial topics.
Yeah.
Right? One, I mean, in the Constitution clearly states shall not be infringed. I mean, sit there, it's in black and white, right?
Clearly.
Shall not be infringed. Okay, that's a 9-0. I would love the three that voted nay. Okay.
Explain.
Is your English that poor?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. On this latest ruling, you know, could you argue? You'd have to do some digging, right? Because it's not as clear cut, in my opinion. So I could see having some type of decision on that. But at the end of the day,
it's not in the book. You know,
it's not in the book.
Not in the book. <It's> not. Anyway, so, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
It is what it is. And we're not doom and gloomers. We want everybody to continue to appreciate everything that we do have, because we certainly do. And no matter what side of what you think should happen, I think this will kind of calm some of that down. That will be clear. Now, you can vote any way you want in your state.
Sure.
And it is what it is, but it's not in the Constitution, so it can't be unconstitutional. Anyway, guys, make sure you check out warhog.com and kellydefense.com. Make sure you check out the OTR training on demand. It's your one-stop shop for your video training catalog. We got some more stuff we're going to load up. We loaded one up last week. You know, you can support the show and get some no BS training. We have a lot of stuff on dry fire and a lot of things that you can do with the house. Rick's got a great piece on zeroing your rifle with minimal rounds used and have a solid zero on a red dot. And you can also support the channel by going and joining the Patreon group at patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. Again, patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. The big thing about that is the bi-monthly Zoom call. Big time fun. Great group. have a lot of good conversations and a lot of good stuff passed on to us. We make videos based on it. Just a great time. And then also, while you're on our websites, make sure you check out the partnership pages. We're going to throw up one here in a second with a new one. But Aimpoint just got us a new one. Got it for Rick. If you go to aimpoint.com, promo code Warhog, 2 G's, 5, save you 5%. Great, great items. And the big one that we wanted to announce today, and we did earlier, is if you go to, let me get this off of there. There we go. If you go to Manscaped, manscaped.com, use promo code OTR20, get you 20%. That's a big discount, as well as free worldwide shipping. Again, manscaped.com, promo code OTR20. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Rick, I know I did. It's a great conversation. Yeah. Man, it's a heated topic. I get it.
But I don't, man. It shouldn't be.
It's clear cut to me. Yeah, it shouldn't be.
You know, the court has ruled. So
yeah,
good for them.
Yeah, they actually corrected something that they did.
Yeah,
it wasn't this set of group, but they actually caused this problem. So, all right, buddy, let's do it again real soon. It's always a pleasure. Thanks again, guys, for joining us on the Range Podcast. See you, pal.
See you, buddy.